Hello, I'm Rose. I'm calling from Opinion Research, and we are conducting a statewide poll in Virginia. Are you registered to vote in Virginia?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. Do you approve or disapprove of Joe Biden's job performance as president?
I hate that son of a bitch. I think he's an asshole.
Okay, and do you approve or disapprove of Glenn Youngkin's job performance as governor?
I didn't hear that. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I didn't hear what you just said.
Oh, okay.
Do I approve of Youngkin? Yes.
Yeah. Do you approve or disapprove Youngkin's job performance?
What was the name?
Glenn Youngkin's job performance. Glenn Youngkin.
Because I don't know who he is.
Okay. And would you say that things in the country are on the right track or the wrong track?
Right now? It's in a damn pit. It's sunk. This country is shit with Joe Biden in office.
Okay. And would you say that things in Virginia are on the right track or the wrong track?
I'd say Youngkin is doing a hell of a lot better job than that asshole that was in there before.
Okay, so would you say right or wrong?
Right or wrong for what?
Yeah, would you say that things in Virginia are on the right track or on the wrong track?
I would say Youngkin is on the right track.
And what about Virginia? Will you say that Virginia is on the right track or
right
Virginia
now,
is on the wrong track?
Right now, yes, it's on the right track with Youngkin's policies, but not with the Democrats in the General Assembly.
Okay. And politically, do you feel Virginia is primarily a southern state or not?
I would have said I would have said that 15 years ago, but now, since Washington has overflowed into northern Virginia, I would say it is on the wrong track, and it's not a southern state anymore.
Oh, okay. Okay, thank you so much.
If you put a fence up between Washington and Virginia and put a border patrol, then it might go back to a southern state.
Okay, and what about this one? How will you rate Virginia's public school system? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Political system?
Public school system. How will you rate Virginia's public school system? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
I think it's a little bit better. We need to get teachers teaching instead of teaching shit policies. We need to get teachers teaching and stay away from the politics. We need to get teachers not telling kids it's okay to be gay. We need teachers.
Oh, okay. So,
we need teachers.
So will you
that
say excellent
and don't
or
indoctrinate?
Good.
We need teachers that teach and don't indoctrinate.
Okay. So which one would you choose? Will you rate Virginia public school system as excellent, as good, as fair, or poor?
I would rate it poor right now from my experiences, and it's not because of the Youngkin. It's the aftermath of a Democratic control and what has been taught in our school system for the previous 8 years.
Okay. And what about this one? Thinking only about your local public school system, how would you rate it? Excellent, good, fair, or poor? Could you please select one of them?
I'd have to say poor, because like I say, it's still left
okay.
over from previous
seasons. Okay. Okay, thank you. Will you say things in local K-12 education are generally on the right track or the wrong track?
Say
right or wrong? Yes.
Say it again.
Will you say things in local K-12 education are generally on the right track or the wrong track? Will you say right or wrong?
Wrong.
Thank you so much. And what about this one? Virginia is considering legislation creating education success accounts, giving to parents a portion of state funding used to educate a public school child for use on education costs, such as tuition, testing, fees, and books, if that child is not in the public school. So how much have you seen... How much have you seen or read about this bill? Will you say a great deal, a moderate amount, only a little, or nothing at all?
The question was too many damn things in one question, and I don't understand what it's about. Was it something about school funding? Is that
It says that Virginia is considering legislation creating education success accounts, giving to parents a portion of state funding used to educate a public school child for use on education costs, such as tuition, testing, fees, and books, if that child is not in their public school. So, how much have you seen or read?
Funds to the parents.
Okay, could you please tell me how much have you seen or read about this bill? Have you seen or read a great deal, a moderate amount, only a little, or nothing?
No, I get my information by watching the community news programs and. Public broadcasting here in the city of Lynchburg and watching them mm-hmm. in action.
How much have you seen or read?
Yeah.
Have you seen or read a great deal, a moderate amount, a little, nothing?
No. I prefer like a hands-on thing that look at the policies they're passing, watching them, and what they are trying to accomplish.
Okay, thank you so much. And what about this one? Supporters say it will give parents more choice when it comes to their children's education, while opponents say it will take away state money that should be spent on public schools. Will you support or oppose this legislation?
Anything that takes money away from a public school, I'll be for.
So will you support it or oppose?
Education is wasted now. No need throwing money that's in the dump, you know.
Okay, so will you support it or
money for a public school?
Okay, so how do you want me to record? As a support or oppose?
I don't answer questions like that because you twist them. If you go call me for an opinion, you're going to get my opinion. I'm not going to give this yes, no, approve, no, approve. If you're doing an opinion poll, then I'm going to give you an opinion.
Okay.
And I'm not going to answer something yes or no. Or you give me three answers and I can only answer those three ways. I give opinions.
Okay, I understand, ma'am.
So if you follow me for an opinion, you go get an opinion. Go.
Okay, thank you so much. And, but believe me that we have those choices right here so we can summarize all your answers. So for that reason, we have it like this in the poll. Okay, given what you know now, will you be more or less likely to vote for a legislator who supports education success accounts? More likely or less likely?
To vote what?
Given what you know now, will you be more or less likely to vote for a legislator who supports education success accounts?
Would
you be more or less likely
to vote legislation of schools?
Mm.
Okay. I think the more you remove the government from school, the better the education will be.
Okay, and is that going to be somewhat less likely or much less likely to vote for a legislator?
I wouldn't vote for the government to be involved in schools. Other than
okay.
a local government. Other than local government. Not federal, not state, but the local government.
Okay, thank you for sharing that. So let me ask you now, do you feel that all Virginia kids should or should not be able to attend a public school they are not zoned for?
I think a student and a parent should be able to choose the school that they think would do best for that student in a way of education, not in indoctrination. Okay?
Okay, thank you. And what about this one? Do you feel that all Virginia students should or should not have access to the best public schools, regardless of race, gender, or income? Should or should not?
If public school is all that's available to them, then yes.
Okay, thank you so much.
What about this one? I would prefer to see the state money to go to parents to choose whether they go with a public school or a private school or a homeschooling. But that money goes to the parent.
Okay, thank you so much. And do you feel that all Virginia students should or should not have access to any available public school courses they choose to attend? Should or should not?
If they choose to attend, they can go where they want to. I approve of a student being able to choose where they want to go.
Okay, got it. Thank you. In 2020, the Virginia General Assembly legalized the growth, possession, and consumption of marijuana, but it failed to create a regulated market for the sale of it. Since this time, Virginia has seen proliferation of the marijuana black market, drug crime, and other public safety and health issues. Given this, will you support or oppose a bill that creates a legal regulated market for the sale of marijuana where all products are tested, all retailers are licensed, and tax dollars are used to invest in public education and law enforcement? Will you support or oppose this?
I don't support anything that involves drugs.
Okay. And what about this one? If Virginia thus creates a legal market to regulate, test, and tax the sale of marijuana, do you believe licensure priority or other preferences should or should not be given to Virginia hemp farmers? Should or should not?
I don't believe marijuana should be sold.
Okay. And what about this one? Do you support or oppose allowing biological males who self-identify as female to compete on girls' high school athletic teams in Virginia? Do you support or oppose this?
Can you say that again?
Yes, for sure. Do you support or oppose allowing biological males who self-identify as female to compete on girls' high school athletic teams in Virginia?
I think the biological sex that they are born as is what they should compete as. A boy should not be in a girl's sports or be competing in it, and then vice versa. If they're born a male, then they should be in a male sport. If they're born a female, they should compete in a female sport.
Okay. So how do you want me to regulate? As oppose or support?
I oppose a female
okay.
Mm-hmm. in a male sport.
Okay. Okay.
And
do you support? Oh, okay. Thank you. And do you support or oppose requiring schools to notify parents if their child is self-identifying as a gender different than his or her biological sex?
I don't believe in any damn child choosing what gender they want to be. That's a bunch of bullshit. Mm. That is bullshit.
Okay. Understood. Okay. And do you support or oppose amending the state constitution to add language making clear that parents have the fundamental rights to make decisions that direct the health, education, and the upbringing of their children? Do you support or oppose this?
I didn't catch that. Should a parent have the right to what now?
Okay, it says, do you support or oppose amending the state constitution to add language making clear that parents have the fundamental rights to make decisions that direct the health, education, and the upbringing of their children?
Yes, I support that the parents should have control. Yes.
Okay. And do you support or oppose investigating parents for child abuse if they are accused of not affirming a minor child's preferred sexual orientation or gender identity? Do you support or oppose this?
I'm not understanding that question.
Okay. Do you support or oppose investigating parents for child abuse if they are accused of not affirming a minor child's preferred sexual orientation or gender identity?
Why would it be abuse for a parent to tell the child what sex they were born biologically? Why would that be abuse? I would not support anybody being investigated for being truthful with their children.
Okay.
And that would
Thank
be
you,
you mm-hmm. were born a boy and you are a boy. In the same way, if you're born a girl, you are a girl.
Okay.
It's plain biology. That's how damn messed up education is, because these kids should know that and be taught that in school.
Okay, thank you. That's your point. Now, I'd like to ask you some questions about mental health care in Virginia. I would like to start by asking your opinion about the availability of mental health care or substance abuse treatment services in your community. Do you think that, number one, access to care in my community is good? Number two, there is moderate access to care in my community? Or number three, access to care in my community is inadequate? Which one would you select, number one, two, or three? Can you please give me one number?
No, I can't. I'm not quite understanding that either.
Yeah, okay. Let me ask you. I'm going to ask you your opinion about the availability of mental health care or substance abuse treatment services in your community. Do you think that, number one, access to care in my community is good? Number two, there is moderate access to care in my community. Or number three, access to care in my community is inadequate.
Okay.
Will you select now, number one, two, or three?
All right, the question is, who is going to determine the abuse? Who's determining that? The government or the education system?
No, in this case, which one of those statements is closer to your point of view? Access to care in my community is good, or there is a moderate access to care in my community, or access to care in my community is good?
I don't approve of any one meddling into a parent's right with their child.
Okay.
Your question for you.
Not a problem. What about this next? Right now, the Virginia General Assembly is considering plans to strengthen the state's behavioral health care system. In your opinion, should that work be a high priority, a medium priority, a low priority, or it is not a priority?
It's not a priority because anything an educational system or the government gets involved in as far as health care or all this other bull crap they got, they screw it up. All it does is waste money and ends up driving costs up, having nothing for nobody. And what they should do is concentrate on education and leave everything else alone.
Oh, okay, got it. Okay, thank you. And, okay, what about these? One idea that's being offered in a state budget proposal to invest $230 million in new funding to expand and improve access to behavioral health care and substance abuse treatment across Virginia. Do you support or oppose this concept?
I oppose.
Or strongly, or just somewhat? You strongly oppose that? Or somewhat oppose that?
Okay. I oppose.
Okay, now I'd like to hear your opinion about some specific aspects of this plan. The plan includes $20 million to fund more than 30 new mobile crisis teams to respond to calls to Virginia 988 Suicide and Crisis Hotline to provide urgent help to people in need.
I'll oppose it.
Okay, so this make you less likely to support?
It's a waste of effort. It's just another way that our government screws everything up.
Okay, what about this net? It includes $9 million to support mental health patient transportation to relieve the burden of police officers who often have to help transport patients in crisis. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support a plan?
No, I oppose that. If they don't give police department money, they're to give it to, they're to put it in manpower with better weapons.
Okay.
And they should get away from this bullshit every time that a police officer arrests somebody. They end up in court, the damn criminal goes loose. So I don't want to give any money for health crisis, mental stuff, or anything like that. If you don't want to support the police department, give them more manpower, give them more, and give them the damn best weapon that you can put in their hands to blow some of these damn criminals up and get them off
the
street.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. You're helping me a lot, by the way. Now, what about this one? The plan also has $15 million to expand mental health services for school-aged students in need. So you are less likely to support, okay, less likely to support a plan. Okay, it also
no,
includes $58 million.
I oppose
okay.
it fully. I don't less likely.
Okay, only let me read it.
I oppose it.
Oh, okay. Got your point. Okay, for quality, I just have I'm not allowed to skip any question, but let me.
Because you
okay.
just got a list of answers in front of you. That
okay,
you
for
want.
Quality, I'm just going to read it. Okay,
yeah.
It says
hey,
that includes
listen just now because this mm-hmm. is bullshit. You
mm-hmm.
got answers, and you want me to answer one of those three ways or four ways or whatever. And so you're twisting what I'm telling you. And like you put,
I'm doing it.
That's
with me.
Likely, and I fully oppose it. But that answer's
okay.
not fair, right?
Completely understood. Completely understood.
Right?
Yeah.
Am I right? Am I right?
Okay,
am I
thank
right
you for sharing that.
Yes.
Okay.
Let's just go
thank
ahead
you.
And end this because this is just a bullshit opinion thing, and it'll end up twisted. So we'll just end it, okay?
It's not going to take
thank
that
you.
Long. Believe me that you're helping me a lot. To make it worth it, we have to finish with the survey. Okay, and it also says that it includes
no, I don't have to
$58
million. I'm not answering anything else. I'm not finishing nothing until I know that you don't have three answers there. And if I say I fully oppose it, then you put less likely to spend.
Okay.
Right? Is that correct?
I really appreciate
nobody
your time. Believe me that
you go put it on one of those three answers. Is that correct?
Believe me that you're helping
correct?
Us a lot. Okay, just to make it worth it, we have to complete it. Okay, and
no, we don't.
Let me ask you now. It says
no,
that
I'm
it
not
includes.
Whoa, hold on.
Yes. Hello?
Hold on. I want an answer to my question before we move on. I don't mind taking your survey, but I want to know right now, do you have the question, and then are there three multiple choice answers? And,
okay, so, yeah. That's...
And if I say I fully oppose, that answer is not one of the multiple
yeah,
choice.
Yeah, I understand. But believe me that for quality, we have to go with the flow of the survey. And just a summary of, hello? Hello? Ma'am? You still there?